Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, November 29th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down a penny and three quarters at 669 and a half. March wheat up three quarters of a cent at 781 and a half. And January beans up 2 1/4 cents at 1459 and a half. Really a pretty quiet, choppy day here. Again, we didn't see any export sales. Crude oil finished up 96 cents a barrel. That really didn't help the oil. The oil closed down 14 ticks at 72.98. And the meal was down as well at 407.60, down 410. But January beans closed higher anyway. The beans, I think, were supported by the hot and dry forecasts in Argentina. They're looking at temperatures between 95 and 105 degrees over the next 10 to 15 days. And, you know, funds are long. They're going to want to try to press their positions a little bit here if they think something is up there. In the back of their mind, I think they're still concerned about COVID issues in China, though there were reports out today that the Chinese are starting to get a handle on it. They're immunizing the older people. My problem I see with that is the Chinese vaccinations are not nearly as effective as the American and European vaccinations. So we'll see how that goes in the long run. But, just a choppy day in corn and wheat. All three commodities traded on both sides of settlement. So, you know, just really kind of a nothing day out there. Weather in Brazil continues to look really good. The weather here in the U.S., I thought wheat would have been a little bit better supported here. We've got the dry weather in the Western Plains. Looks like Nebraska got a little ice and snow this morning, but not so much into Oklahoma or Kansas and other places. So it's still dry. They're still struggling to get the wheat in the ground. You know, I believe they're going to get the wheat in the ground. Yeah, will it take a yield hit? It certainly may. But overall, I think we're going to have pretty decent crops out here. The beans closed higher. To both days this week, and you know, today's higher was higher than yesterday's close. So despite all this COVID issue, beans have closed higher both days here with consecutively higher closes. So that's something I think you've got to take notice of out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great day.